Dick. And tonight on the B1 Wild Ass Circus, a friend of the show has made his reality television debut. We review how Jose Canseco's first episode of The Surreal Life played out tonight on the B1 Wild Ass Circus at 8:30.
It's sports and all that implies. 11 years and still going strong on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Well, I hope this doesn't come as a shock to anybody, but... Let's see here. Kevin Scott. Let's talk about Kevin Scott.
He does
Kevin Scott.
Quality tickers.
And this Thursday, you will have a magnificent opportunity to meet him at Scoot's Hamburgers in Richardson Central at Spring Valley. Poop.
He loves to talk about the Yano Estacado.
He will be there from 8 until 10. He will have a couple of very, very attractive, not to mention plump, ticket hostesses with him.
Plump?
Maybe.
Plump?
Oh, we have many plumps.
I don't think we got any plump ticket chicks, do we?
Well, if we don't, we should. I mean, since when is plump necessarily bad?
Not for me.
I don't mind a little plump.
Okay. Anyway, you can win a tropical vacation miles away from ordinary, they tell us, from thegolfspot.com. The winner of said vacation will be drawn on July 28th, so what I'm thinking you have to do is go out there and play Summer Lime Pick games for a chance to win that. Anyway, Kevin Scott will know. Go see him at Scoot's Hamburgers in Richardson Central at Spring Valley Thursday from 8 until 10.
Take all your Texas Tech questions. Loves talking tech.
Spike Dice.
Ask him about the bell ringer.
I saw Kevin Scott. Paul a minute ago.
Just talked to him about his unfortunate passing out in the hallway.
No, I just said hi to him. But I think everybody will be glad to know he's back up and running again.
Well, did you give him the warning?
No, I didn't give him any warning.
I mean, that's what happens when you jar.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, he tried.
Hey, it could have been worse.
I mean, he tried to jar. And he had to get put on a stretcher.
You know, he should just be very, very happy he didn't go the way of Cowboy Copas.
Right. Right into the side of a canyon.
No, Cowboy Copas didn't die in the side of a canyon.
How'd he die?
In a very unfortunate jarring episode.
Was he jarring in that plane?
He wasn't on a plane. He was on the ground.
Oh, okay.
No, you can't jar in a plane.
I always thought Cowboy Copas was on the plane with Patsy Cline.
Well, that's what they would like you to believe. Because, see, the family of Cowboy Copas did not want it out that he jarred.
Kind of like the Michael Hutchinson.
What's old and grouchy and turns
Hutchins.
Red.
Yeah. Hutchins.
Mr. Tomato Head.
They just wanted him. Let's say that you found out that your son or wife or whatever died from oral asphyxiation. Is that what it was called when you hang yourself while you're having... autoerotic asphyxiation while you're having some fun with yourself?
Right.
Wouldn't you just say, well, he hung himself?
I don't know what I'd say if something like that.
Yes, you would.
But when you come in there...
Yeah, I for sure wouldn't tell the truth.
No.
But when they come in there and cut you down, you've got your hand on your pole and you got porn spread out all over on the ground.
Right. Well,
it might be a dead giveaway.
Yeah, but if you...
Okay, well, not everybody has to know about that, though, do they?
Just say, he's having some problems and he hung himself. It was terrible. Not that he was trying to get off.
I wouldn't mind it.
Boy, I would.
What's it going to buy? You're dead. What does it matter? You're dead.
You're telling me when I come into your place and find you that way that you don't want me
to
cover it.
I'm not going
to
do that.
You don't want me to cover it up just a little?
No.
That you were
just reporting.
You were trying to reach the point of death because that made your experience that much better.
Just report it. Doesn't bother me.
All right. I don't care how you die. I'm going to report that that's how you die.
Well, don't do that. That's a lie.
We'll see.
I mean, if I die in a jarring accident, you know.
Can I get to my tick story?
You better follow the advice of Chuck Morgan.
What is that?
Hey, kids, don't jar.
We have got to get him to say that.
He'll say it.
All right, get to your tick story.
So yesterday we were talking about Lyme disease and how Daryl Hall had to cancel his tour because of Lyme disease, and Wyatt Sexton, the Florida State quarterback, got Lyme disease.
Sex?
I guess he's out for the year. Well, Lyme disease is caused...
That keeps you out for the year?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he's not out for the year. He's just got it.
He's got other problems he needs to deal with.
Yeah, like taking acid at Dave Matthews concerts.
Well, maybe this was all caused by Lyme disease.
Proclaiming himself God to the cops. What's your name, son? God.
I do that.
Jesus.
Well, Eddie Belfour, he kind of tried that, didn't he?
No, he just offered $1 billion if they would let him go. So this guy, first off, I talked to a buddy of mine who lived out in East Texas, and he goes, man, he goes, you only got one tick in your whole life? I go, yeah. And none of y'all ever got a tick, did you?
I've never had, you know, I'm going to ask my mother that. I'm sure I did when I was a kid. I mean, I was always outside.
Danny, did you?
Yeah. We moved into this, I lived in Fort Worth for a school year when I was like, I don't know, third grade. And we bought this house.
Where'd you go, Eastern Hills?
I don't even remember.
More information about Danny.
Elementary school.
He's got more secrets about his life than anyone.
But we were buying this house, and it had a big half-acre backyard, and we went walking through the backyard, and the grass was real high. And when we got back to the house, I probably had about 30 ticks just stuck to my legs.
My buddy
had to peel them all off.
He said it was a daily occurrence out in East Texas. He lived in Tyler. That he would come home with 20, 30 ticks, and he'd spend the night pulling them off. And they would
I thought you couldn't pull them off.
Well, you're not supposed to. They say that's dangerous.
I thought you could.
Because they'll leave
it. It leaves the head.
Leave the head inside your leg.
And that causes infection. But he says they would
And that's when you have to get the cigarette lighter and hold it up there, and then the head comes running out of there. Right?
Yeah, you burn them off. That's what we had to do.
Well, they say that's dangerous.
Sounds like child abuse to me.
Every day, though. He said but they would attach to your fun area all the time.
That's crap.
They'd crawl up in there and just lock on to you.
That's just crap.
And that was like the big
joke. I've had those.
Is how many ticks you got down there?
Greg.
Oh, that's my mom.
But I only got one. I guess they're just prevalent in wooded areas.
I hate them.
This guy says...
I mean, not in Interlaken.
Since I was the oldest, I mean, my mother was very over...
Not in Interlaken.
No.
My mother was always very overprotective of me, and...
We don't have rooms in Interlaken.
I mean, she used to, like, wash me all the time.
Your mom did?
Yeah.
That's gross.
Well, when I was a kid.
That's
creepy. I was a kid, okay?
How old?
17.
15, 16.
Were you above 7 when your mom was still washing you?
No. And she did one time, and I wore a bathing suit.
I bet you used to get dirty a lot, didn't you?
You have no idea.
We used to eat dirt.
Yeah, I used to eat it.
Used to eat dirt.
I did. My dad said one of the funniest things he's ever seen was he came home for lunch one time, and he said, I just had mud all over my face. And he said, hey, are you eating dirt? And I just shook my head, no. No. Just had mud everywhere.
I used to eat doodle bugs.
Great.
I made a dude eat a grasshopper once.
All right, so anyway, this guy emails in about removing ticks. He says they bury their heads into your skin and then cement it there, which makes them hard to remove. If you try to rip them off, you usually end up leaving the head buried in your skin, which can cause infection.
They put concrete on it?
No, they cement themselves in there.
With like super glue?
Not cement? Real cement.
Wood cement?
Putting nail polish on them does not work. That's a wives' tale. If you squeeze them or try to burn them off, you risk causing the eyedropper effect, which is it forces the disease-laden blood in their bodies to be squeezed back down their feeding tubes into your body.
Ooh.
You need to get them off with the heads intact.
How?
You can try by using a credit card and pushing them out. Best bet is to use a special tick removal tool. It looks like small scissors that are sort of spoon-shaped with a little groove in the center. You slide the split spoon blades under the tick, close it around it, then pull it out gently. It works well.
Can you do ear hair with that thing, too?
Sounds like it.
Yeah, I can just see my dad investing in a tick removal. He just grab a pair of pliers and jerk it off.
Whoa.
Yikes. You didn't get that, did you?
No. Why would you get that?
It
was in context. Yeah. It's fine. We'll use it again.
Sure, when we want to. And they also said, special note to dog lovers, keep your pets treated for ticks and fleas all year round. Ticks carry diseases to dogs that can prove fatal to your beloved pet.
Ooh.
So.
And don't jar.
And don't jar. Just some tick tock.
So ticks.
What
not
else?
Good, right? Have you ever had a leech on you?
Yes.
No.
You have?
Oh, yeah.
Really? I've never known anybody to have a leech. I didn't think they existed except in, like, Africa.
No, they had...
We had this big creek behind our house at Naval Base Housing in Mountain View, California, and it was full of leeches.
Do you know he lived in California?
We go swimming in that creek and come out with leeches all over your leg.
How many elementary
I thought it was Knox City or bust for him.
No, seriously, how many did you go to?
About 15.
Really?
Yeah.
I went to 6.
Yeah, we traveled a bunch.
Were your family carnies?
No, my dad was in the Navy.
Oh.
He worked on a battleship.
A what?
I'm not familiar with a Navy pier in Knox City.
Well, that's where we ended up.
That's a hell of a channel.
That's where my grandparents lived. Yeah, right there on the Salt Fork of the Brazos.
Can you just imagine a big aircraft carrier navigating down that Brazos River? Or maybe not.
Let's take some calls, guys.
Yeah. All right, here you go. Yeah, now we're having fun. Let's go to the
battleship.
Hello, yeah.
Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Greg?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, man.
Ticks, when I was in the service, we had ticks in at basic training. And what we had to do was hold that lick cigarette right at them, right beside them. Behind them, and they back right out.
Really?
See there?
Yeah.
They back out. Exactly right. That's what I'd heard. Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my guy.
Hey, Wayne.
Hey, Wayne. How's it going, Wayne?
Well, Wayne, how you doing?
Well. Hey, I'm doing all right.
Guess what we saw today, Wayne?
Who?
Ticket chicks.
Tell me I said hey to them.
I did. I told
you
said hello. Yeah, I did. I said, hey, Wayne said hello. Gave you a shout out.
Oh, good. That's all right.
You going to watch the All-Star game tonight, Wayne?
Yeah, man, I'm going to watch it, Grego.
You have to. And you got to call in to Big Dick, okay? Give him the score.
I will.
All right. Because you're his correspondent, right?
That's right.
All right, Wayne.
Okay, Corby.
How you doing, man?
What's going on with you?
How much?
I'm doing all right up here.
Yeah.
I didn't ask.
You know who else is in here?
Who?
Kevin Scott.
Can I pop that?
Yeah, what's going on, Wayne Lee?
What's going on, Scott?
Hey, how you doing, man?
What's going on with you?
You ever had a tick?
No.
No, they're bad things, man.
They are. Stay away from ticks and don't jar.
Don't jar. That's right.
Yeah, Wayne, don't jar, okay?
Give a shout out to anyone, Wayne. Give a shout out to ticks anyway.
Oh, we'll okay. do that. We'll
All
do
right,
that.
We'll do that. We'll see you.
Even the plump ones?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
See y'all later.
See All right, you, Wayne.
Bye-bye.
Do we have plump ones? What a good guy.
I love Wayne.
Well, we got a couple.
Really?
That might be viewed that way.
I'm sure they'd love you to point that out.
Let's go hogging later.
Okay. All right. You ever been hogging?
What do you want to talk about
I never have intentionally, but...
All right, 350 here on the ticket.